So last week I would say we try to focus on Simchas Adar, huh? That we did last week, huh?
That was one of them.
Right. How many H's did we have?
Five different H's.
Five.
Categories, I would say. Categories.
Yeah, well, I know the categories, but H's. So, anybody like to read the minutes? Yeah, you have them also, Baruch? You have them?
I have. We talked about, we had the avoda of going into the Beit Knesset. I'm trying to think about that before going into the Beit Knesset.
We spoke about that last week also?
That was last week. We also talked about connecting with the Shechina sometime during davening.
Right.
And we talked about the real simcha is controlled by us.
The what?
The real simcha is controlled by us personally.
Right.
That our mental attitude toward outward things can stimulate joy.
Right.
It depends on our own state.
Yeah, Alpha.
Torah Hashem, the Sam Chaylev, right?
Right.
Torah, one of those things.
That was the first thing, the attitude, like an example would be Komando Brahman Latav, like this, you know, the attitudes a person can have, and even though things seem negative, but you know that everything's from Hashem and it's good, so that's an example of a mental attitude that will bring simcha. Right. So that was number one. What was number two?
I have like singing jokes. I mean, actually like external.
Right. That's number
singing
two.
Singing and jokes.
Right,
and
number two was the idea of chitzen ma'oris apnim.
Then I had the third one was alcohol itself. I mean, shtia on Purim.
Right. Well, that Purim it's for sure, but I was talking about any time.
Just in general.
Right. In other words, if a person wants to uplift the spirits, there's nothing wrong with consuming some alcohol, of course, with discretion, how much, and lift up the spirits, right?
What's the difference between that one and the second one?
Yes, but it's two completely different means. I mean, I wouldn't say liquor is chitzonius. It's like consumption of a certain chemical, right? You know, it's the idea of chitzonius, ma'oris apnim, of course, I mean, they're both out with things, but the idea of chitzon ma'oris apnim is that you act with simcha, you know, you sing, you dance, which you... your behavior is in a simcha d'ga mode, even though you're not, your mind necessarily is not in a simcha d'ga mode, it might be in a bad mood for something, but just to, act the simcha can bring on simcha. You sing, you do rikud, you dance, you sing, right? So those are things that a person would do as a result of the simcha. Well, here you're doing it to get into the simcha. Like, like a lot of times a person could be an example would be, that person is not in a good mood and he's at a wedding, he has to go to the wedding, he really is not in the mood to go to the wedding, but it's one of his closest friends marrying off a child or something, very one close to Yedidim, and he must go to the to the chasid, there's no question, but he's the last thing in the world that I'd like to do tonight is go to a chasana. He's just in a very bad mood. It could be many different things. And once he has the chasana, so he can't just stand. He has to dance also. So he dances, and the music is gewaltig, and then before you know it, he's in the middle, and he has to dance with his friend, and he's smiling and dancing and being mesamech. So before you know it, the movement, the dancing and singing puts him into a good mood, right? So that's like an extreme example of chitzon ma'oris apnim, but it doesn't have to be chasana. It could be in the confines of his own house that he starts to put on, you know, he dances, he sings, he put on music on his CD player, whatever it is, and hear the music and you know, using the music to stimulate simcha, right? So over there, that you're doing something in a simchatic mode, right? And that will put you in a good mood. Alcohol is that you don't do anything, you just consume the liquid, right? You know, you see, the whole idea of number two is to act with simcha, smile, dance, and sing. So you're acting in a simchatic way. Alcohol, you just, do no evil, think no evil, you just drink it down, and has an effect that a person, can make a person the simcha, right? Of course, if you want to drinking it because you really want to get the simcha, so of course, the effect that it has to uplift your spirits even more so, right? That was, even if a person is down and out, and he's not thinking b'simcha, and his yitzhar doesn't let him think b'simcha, but he drinks some alcohol, so just the fact that the consumption of the alcohol sometimes makes the person, uninhibited, and makes the person simchatic. But if you're doing it because you really want to be m'sameach, in other words, you're drinking the alcohol to help you, uplift your spirits, so the power that has to do it is even more potent. But it's not at all the category of chism or the pnim. No, it is true that it is a chism. It's like it's an outer thing, to the contrary of what we said. The first thing is his mental attitudes and his disposition, how he thinks of things. So this, of course, has nothing to do with that. But Uvda, that we know that the Messias is that alcohol has this koach to make a person feel the simcha, right? Sometimes I feel I haven't want to sin, so. Okay, maybe I'll let you get me some coffee.
Sure. Without sugar,
right?
And without milk.
Without milk. I mean, if the milk comes in, I'm not allergic. That's for sure. I mean, there's no need for it. But
right.
If it comes, it's good. The main thing is caffeine. Loads of caffeine. Sugar. I just want to ask you if there's anything you want to ask me that you hardly get to see each other privately, so anything you want to say, you want to ask, or how are you doing in general?
Thank God.
I used to enjoy our little private chit-chats we used to have together. So, how are you spending the day, your business, you working?
Yeah, I learned for a couple hours in the morning.
How many hours?
Generally, I learn from 7 or whenever Nate's is finished till 9:30 10 o'clock sometimes.
What framework did you learn in?
So I have a Seder that I have of a bunch of different things that I learn before my Chavrusa comes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a Chavrusa that we basically have there's a program that somebody, it's like an Amud Yomi type of program. Mm-hmm. We don't follow it 100%,
We
learn the Gemara, we do Chazara.
Wonderful. Which Gemara are you learning?
We're doing Kedushin.
Yeah.
No.
Is that program doing Kedushin also?
Yeah.
Is it from the shul or international, national?
It's actually an international thing now. But it started here. There's a local rabbi by the name of Rav Pogro, who's put together this program of learning.
Yeah. Wow. And he's local, he's here?
He's here.
And he started his whole international program.
Yeah.
Broken.
Broken. Everything is hashgacha, right? Did you give it a big kick? Someone to give it a kick?
Luckily not. I wanted to protect my foot.
Okay. So the alcohol is number three, right? Of course, it has to be done with discretion, and you know, you have to be careful with that tool. But so now we have number four. What was number four? What was that?
It was Tara.
Right.
Tara Samachas Halev.
Right. That Torah itself has a certain schooling, it can bring simcha to somebody. Somebody just before we were coming in here, some young man, Marishiva, just asked me a question. He said that any chokhmah that a person has a cheshek to learn, like this, a person has a cheshek to learn medicine, abdil. He learned medicine, so come and have a big sick book, a whole from learning his medicine. So the person wants to learn Torah, so have an off from his Torah, like why? It's a little bit hot in here, maybe too much. Is that?
You just turn it off, which is fine.
Which could also, if you want to open the window a little bit, also you could not. Anything that a person, any chachman, a person interested in learning, he learns it, so you have enough from it. You know. So what's Pshat Torah Hashem Samchei Lev? So, what I want to say is that Torah Hashem, Simcha, doesn't mean that Slavuke, other things can't be in Simcha. Almost anything, you know, can bring a person Simcha. If he wants to have a certain accomplishment, he accomplishes it, so he can have Simcha from it. That saying doesn't mean to exclude that nothing else will be in Simcha. But the Ma'ariv of Torah is that besides you'll have a know from a sense of accomplishment, which you'll have by anything, but besides that, Torah, there's something about the nature of Torah itself that seems to be able to bring a person simcha. Of course, like you have to learn properly. If you're not, the simcha of Torah comes from learning Torah, and learning. So it has to be called learning if you're not. Just reading it, you don't understand what you're reading. When you're not learning it properly, so you won't get it. You won't get that seepuk from it. But if you're learning Torah properly, so Torah has a certain koach, to bring simcha to people. Many, many stories that illustrate this. So that's why. The Chazal asked learning Torah on Tisha B'Av, right? Because it's this aspect of Torah. Torah is Hashem Samchei Lev. Torah is Hashem Samchei Lev. That you don't have to be maimon, to know that you can get Olam Haba. It's not because of the Schar of Torah. Just it's for all Klal Yisrael, and even people that. I'm not so familiar with Talmud Torah and Neged Kulam. It's just that Torah has that mile, by saying. I just want to throw out, there's another Simcha Tikkun aspect that Torah has that a lot of times a person finds themselves in a negative disposition because something bothered them, had some negative experience with somebody says something to him that hurt his feelings, whatever, and now he wants to sit down and learn Torah, so it's a little bit difficult because he's in a bad mood, right? So sometimes, especially if he has a chavrusa, he fights it and he's able to push through and he gets himself to sit down and they get into the inyan, get into the sugya, and they're learning. Like very often, I'm sure that both of you have had this experience, that when you finish learning, finally Seder is over, like you find yourself completely relieved, you know, from the whole thing, like mamish, it's like the storm blew away, you know. Like sometimes you say to yourself, even, wow, how did this thing bother me before? And in other words, I've seen from my own experience and by so many other people, that Torah also has this koyach that you're in a bad mood, like it helps you to push away, you know, the negativeness and to be positive. Now, so this is also part of that Torah brings simcha to a person. Now, it could be, Rabbi, it could very well be, when you say Torah Hashem is Samchei Lev, this might be goof a part of why Samchei Lev, you know, because because of you know, not only stam, you know, like just you just learn Torah, you have a simcha, but it also has this kayach to you know to bring to bring relief from a specific type of simcha that's like relief in a person's negativeness, right? Okay, so this is number four, but it's like, huh? What's number five?
Reaching out to people.
Right, being simcha to other people, so that brings simcha to somebody. Okay, so that's a very common thing that I'm sure that we all have that experience. Sometimes if somebody's in the hospital, you go visit them, you cheer them up, to bring them, you know, good feelings. So that's also I have something that has appeared here to give somebody tonight, and chances are that I'm not going to see them. I bought it for me to give somebody. I thought maybe I'll meet them, but the chances of meeting them tonight is slim. So I'll take a chance. Because I feel that's a chavisha that has to have something. So in the meantime, the other one can join me also.
I don't want to take your energy bar. So.
I wasn't planning to have the whole thing anyway. Just like a few pieces. But I don't can indulge together. As I said, we can all have some.
No.
How do you know it's Melchix? It is.
Rosemary.
Yeah. Rosemary means Melchix. Basically, you can help yourself. Mm-hmm.
You can have me in mind.
Baruch Atah Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Shehakol
Nehyeh
Bidvareich.
Amen.
This brings me simcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's that? Is that under like drinking, also eating? And other physical pleasures, other things that brings you physical pleasure, that also should be a little.
Well,
after drinking, it's anything that one right. Really gets in a hana'a from. So then you do it. And it could be it's not a physical something that you're ingesting, but it could be it's like when you exercise, right? Exercising gets your endorphins going, the chemicals flowing, and it's a very, very pleasurable thing once you do it. So, mistama, then doing things like that are going to cause one pleasure, that also is in a similar kind of category.
It's definitely, I mean, this thing of eating, it's surely not at all anything to do with the alcohol thing I was talking about. Alcohol is a specific chemical that, you know, has this reaction that brings rid of simcha. So it's a very, very good point you just made. Like, there are certain physical indulgences that we can have, like eating, that make a person simcha. You know, like it's a bar of chocolate. Like the can bring a person simcha. Yep, it's a very good point. I have to make sure next time to bring power.
It's okay.
Anyway. I usually don't, on a certain time, I usually don't allow myself to indulge in this, but you know, if you're tired, so you can help it. I didn't say more to Patrick. Anyway, I may hope I'm not going to be this person, disappointed, because I wanted it. It's a bus driver that I've been meeting, that I've been getting on my ride back to Yerushalayim from the Eged Elohim. You know, like a friar, very friar, but I made a kesher with him.
Why doesn't the Rav think he'll be there tonight?
Because it seemed that they gave him the maslul, an earlier maslul. But I got his number, and I call him, and he tells me, you know. So sometimes I try to call him, you know, just to make sure that, you know, maybe he'll be there tonight. So I don't know whether he'll be, they changed his masul early, but it maybe for some reason he got it back tonight. So I brought this with me just in case. But the chances are that he didn't. A mind-boggling hashkacha, just said very quickly, you know, we used to meet every week, you know, and it's time, you know, for a time now, you know, that we developed like a shtickle kesher. And I call him sometimes to wish him good Shabbos, you know, because he's a really, really very fry guy, but it seemed that, you know, Baruch Hashem made this kesher with him. So, that week, that first week, that a few weeks ago, that the other wasn't here. So I come with the mirror bus, and then instead of coming here, so I just went to the Eged bus, they didn't change his maslul yet, so he was going to be there. He was expecting me 9:00. We usually see each other, and I was leaving. I wasn't going to stay later in Yerushalayim, just because, you know, to ride home with him. So I was waiting at the bus stop, and I took up my cell phone to call him up and to tell him that I'm not going to see him at 9:00 because I'm leaving, Beth Shemesh earlier tonight. So as I'm, I took out my cell phone to call him, to tell him, so my cell phone rings and it's him calling me. So he was calling to tell me that they put him on the earlier maslul, so we're not going to see each other. And I was going to tell him I'm leaving early. But Kitsa, a few minutes later, he came to the bus stop. it was such a Kiddush Hashem, you know, like, you know, the whole way home, we were talking about, you know, Mama. She said he never saw such a hashkacha, you know, thing in his life, like such a, you know, like it was just mind-boggling, you know, I was just calling him to tell him I'm going to miss him, and he was calling to tell me, and then I'm standing by the bus stop, and you know, we're talking to each other on the cell phone, and he's riding the bus, which you're not allowed to do, probably, but he took my call anyway, and I mean, he was going to call me first. And I'm just holding it in my hand, and No, I see the core identity that, you know, it's him calling me, and you know, he's calling to tell me sorry that he's going to miss me.
Amazing.
And a few minutes later, he just pulls up and, you know. Well, the Hashkachas Hashem. Okay, come. In case you come tonight, I wouldn't be able to give it to him anyway, so I might as well enjoy it. Okay, everybody's saying. So, put that down. Also, what Baruch just said, you know, like having some physical indulgence that brings simcha. I just realized now that really this idea he said, you see it in Chazal, you see it in the Torah. And simcha of the boss of a yayin. So the yayin part that we know, right? But the boss of a yayin, right? So there you see the concept. Boss of, right?
And buying.
What?
And you're supposed to buy your wife something, you know, nice to wear. You're supposed to buy the kids treats.
Right.
Each one of them has their own
right
thing that they
right
get
also
the hana'ah from.
That's also, well, I mean, right, that's also very good. You, the Gimel. Yeah, okay, very good. I know we should make a special category over articles like jewelry and, you know, matanas. What, maybe it all goes under the heading of certain physical pleasures. There's no pleasures, it could be eating, it could be artifacts, it could be things, right? Okay, everybody say, the time is really running. So, maybe we'll try to go through this, like in the course of the week it came out like a few other, you know, new ones. So maybe we'll quickly go through it. Right, so I'm not talking about the Ashiris part of it, but the idea of Sameach Bechelko. In other words, a person thinks about his earthly possessions, about what he is, the fact that he's alive. Sameach Bechelko, meaning starting from zero, ground zero, that he's alive, he has a body, he has a Ivorim. Right, he has senses, and then he has a house, he has a family, he has a life, you know, and you go higher and higher until you come to the crown of that we have Torah, we know the emes, we're living a life of the greatest accomplishment, and then you have Siddurim and Torah. That's. You know, the crown of everything. There's nothing more chashiv that a person can do in this world than learn Torah. So all that is a sameach b'chelko, starting from the minimum that he's alive till the highest thing that he has an maturity to learn Torah and to be frum and to do mitzvahs, right? So that's sameach b'chelko, if I say. Then you have the Gemara in Brachas, Samech Gula Letfila, right? Right, what am I saying? The Gemara says that Samech Gula Letfila, So the smile doesn't go off his face the whole day. So some Rishonim says, oh, that is davening with the nets, right? And so you have to understand why that brings simcha, but the Gemara says it does. But other Rishonim learned that it's just somehow connecting in a serious way with davening, you know, properly, the gula, you know, Birchas Krishma, and connecting it with the proper Shemun Esrei. Those two things together seems to be that's the source of simcha, everybody say. That the Gemara says that thing. Yeah. Alright, so that's that, everybody say. Now, I'm going to say another thing. It seems like it's related, but it's really a separate thing. That davening, we've said this a number of times here, that davening with hispilus, davening with a coil, with expression, with enthusiasm, and with kavanah, is a tremendous source of sikbuk, of simcha. Of course, when you do this, you have to be careful not to disturb other people sometimes. We made it like a coil because of other people davening, so you're not disturbing other people. But in order to do this, you have to leave ample time, like at least 15, 20 minutes for Pesukei Dezimra, a minimum of 15 minutes. And because Krishna, you have to leave time to do it, right? Okay, so that's that. Connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Kiruv Hashem, you know, in Das, that's the source of Simcha, as I say. Recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You know, you recognize Hashem. So that's the source of Simcha, as I say. Being makir the nisim and the flaws that Hashem does, like for Klal Yisrael, right? That's a source of simcha. Learning with a koil, you know, learning with a koil bas mother, that's a simcha. And one of the greatest sources of simcha, I think, is being mechadish chidushim. In other words, if you have some difficulty in the Gemara, right, you try to think of a chiddush to answer it, so that also is a tremendous source of simcha. Right? So I think that we have, you know, pretty good list over here.
Noah Weinberg has a list down into 5 levels.
Yeah.
In the book that he wrote.
Mine is 5 levels.
He defines it as like, the lowest level is like physical pleasure, and then it goes up. The highest level, he says, also is connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then there's actualizing one's potential also in a way.
Well, it's beautiful. He wrote it. Right, very interesting to see, because I was thinking that we went into trouble to get this together, so maybe we should put like a little pamphlet or something. If you can do that, you have to do it very quickly, because I have to make the pamphlet.
I'll meet the Rav outside.
Yeah, okay, good Rav, I say. You have a Simchas Torah, you have Rav way. If you'd like to come, you know, boom, you're guided. I'm not having a special Masipa, but you're Mishamayat, so being polite, very good.